I want to speak today on an issue that is very close to my heart as a mother, a sister, an aunt, a grandmother, which is the issue of child mental health and access to services. If any one of us review the child and adolescent mental health statistics, we can see it is just not acceptable. Consistently, we have over 2,000 children and young people waiting for an initial assessment and over 1,200 waiting way past 9 weeks, sometimes 6 months, sometimes a year. In the Western Trust area, in the recent statistics there for the 31st of December, 513 children and young people across the Western Trust are waiting on an assessment. This was 372 the year before. It's not getting any better. Additionally, almost 70%, that is 353 of the 513 of those referred to CAMHS, are experiencing unacceptable delays in accessing support, with waiting times exceeding the 9-week targets. Whilst I have written to the Minister for Health to ask for his assessment of these recent statistics, I'm sure that he will share mine that any hold-up in this regard is deeply disappointing. The outworkings of these can have very significant consequences for those children and young people who are waiting for help. I, on a regular basis, are speaking to parents and grandparents who are watching their loved ones struggle, whether that's anxiety, panic attacks, low moods, dealing with bereavement, trauma, emotional difficulties. For young people in crisis, immediate interventions can be paramount to ensuring their recovery. Equally, any considerable delay can discourage them from continuing to seek further much-needed support. Imagine after building up the courage to finally ask for help and you're told you have to wait, maybe months on end. We know too many young people as well that are now presenting with high levels of complex need, and they deserve effective treatment in a timely manner. We have a duty to alleviate their suffering and support them to continue to flourish in education, support, volunteering, employment, building relationships and life more generally. All, what I would like to mention is in the fact that whilst the mental health strategy running up until 2031 does commit to promotion of acting early and preventing mental ill health and to providing the right support at the right time, I think we should all re-emphasise today the importance that we need to get to grips with the existing delays that are continuing to happen. And I would call on the Minister that we should ensure no child is left behind. Much need support is needed, and we need to ensure that we need to get the right care from the right person at the right time to support our children and young people.